Yes, sir. We back with another one, man. We back. You know, the real battle between light and dark. It's your boy, your host, Ron the Don, your other host, Zoe G Key. You feel me? Man, it feel good to be back, man. How we feeling, man?
Good to be back, bro. You know, I still got the poster, even though, you know.
we gonna get to them later.
Yes, sir.
But, man,
what's happening, bro?
Man, I'm chilling, man. You know, took a little break to get my mind right, but we back. We back on the grind. About to go dumb. Gearing up for 2025. About to go dumb. Speaking of 2025, we got a lot of prospects coming out of college football this year. And I know you've been looking at them all. You know, you the football savant on this show. You know, I'm still, you know, trainee right now. But as we looking forward to the NFL draft, who do you have your eyes set on as far as, like, prospects, you know, the perfect place for them? What's your thoughts on the upcoming NFL draft?
I think Travis should either go to the Patriots or the Cowboys.
Dang, not the Giants?
Nah.
No?
Nah. They need to get a quarterback like Cam Ward or yeah, they should just get Cam Ward. And then from what I see, I think I know you was gonna hit on it a little bit later, but I mean, since we're talking about this prospects now, I think Shador will either go to Oakland or he'll go to the I'm biased. I'm a Dolphin fan. I want him to come here, but that's not what he's going to do. But,
he's not coming here.
We're not going to have that bad of a record. But I think I think he's going to go to Oakland, though.
I mean, that's only if they still play in Oakland. So I mean, if he go to Oakland, he ain't going to be playing nothing. If that boy go to Oakland, he ain't even going to be playing. You mean going to Las Vegas?
Huh?
You mean going to Las Vegas?
Who should do it? Oh, snap. I forgot they ain't Oakland. I forgot they ain't Oakland no more, bro. Las Vegas Raiders. The Raiders is who I meant to say. Nah, that's crazy, though. I can't believe I did that, but nah, though.
As it stands right now, as far as record, the order of the draft would be the Jags, the Raiders, the Giants, the Patriots, the Panthers, the Jets, the Titans, the Browns, the Bengals, and then the Saints at number 10. So,
bro, you know what I'm going to say?
Him and Trevor Lawrence would be nasty.
Ah, bro. And then he on defense. Do you think
in the NFL, bro? Even though I haven't been watching that long, ain't no way he gonna be able to do both. Ain't no way. Because
I think this. If they don't allow him to go to be both positions, I think he's going to go back to college and play one more year with Deion.
That's not happening. First of all, that wouldn't make sense. I'm pretty sure Deion wouldn't even let him do that to himself. And then it's just like, really, like when you think about it, like football is already a contact sport as is. So you mean to tell me, like, you want this man taking punishment on both sides of the ball? Like, you know, that's not, as far as long-term career, that ain't happening, you know? Especially with the hype and skill set that he has, I just don't see it. But, you know, I ain't mad at it.
I believe in it. I think that it's time for, like, for a player like his of his caliber. You know what I mean? Entertain the sport a little bit more, because you know, as a receiver, you know who he remind me of?
Who?
That's in the league right now. Justin Jefferson.
I don't know that boy.
You don't agree?
Justin Jefferson, kind of different, boy.
That's true, but I'm saying, like, in the style of, like, the technique and how, like, valuable he is to his team. He can go deep, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He can catch. Shoot. He got hands. Sam, he got reach over people.
So you know you what think I mean? When so, he come into he the league, buddies. Day one, he going to be in that conversation?
I don't think he's going to be in the conversation day one. As in, like, but he will be. I got him winning Rookie of the Year, offensive and defensive Rookie of the Year. And I like him, bro. Unless the only way that doesn't happen is if a quarterback just goes dumb.
You got Shadur. Right. You got Milroe. You got Cam Ward.
Oh yeah, he gonna have Bowers. I'm not worried about those. Maybe should do
it. Hey, boy, you might as well just say go Maybe Buffs. Maybe should
do it. Yeah.
Man, it's crazy.
Exactly. Come on. What do you think about Deion? He's staying where he at?
From what I heard and what I understand, Deion, like, making a change on young men and teaching them how to be young men. Then, like, he already done put in all this effort into the Colorado program and building this. Like, rebuilding it, you know, Colorado gave him the chance to take off. I just don't see him taking off just to go coach his son. I saw that an NFL exec, you know, or somebody said that, you know, they would be setting Shadur up for failure if any franchise let that happen. But, you know, I mean.
Yeah. I'm not going to say they're going to set him up for failure. That ain't what I'm going to say at all, because every year he's elevated his game. With his dad there. And his dad been coaching him since he was in, what, little leagues, middle school. So to me, they if somebody's saying that, they're wrong. You feel me? Like, Deion is a great coach. And he raised Shadur. So
I respect it, but I also feel like with the people, you know, the freshmen that they get in next year, they come in there to specifically to be coached by him. So I feel like he'll be doing them a disservice if, you know, they went out and recruited these guys and then now, you know, he bucking shit. So I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, shoot.
The more important question is where is Shiloh going? Don't
happen at all.
I'm being for real, boy. Big hit Shiloh, hey, bro, boy. I ain't mad at you.
I'm gonna let he's going to the NFL. That's gonna happen, right? Now what team, man, I can't really tell you. Hey, come to Miami, bro. I want all the Sanders family, including Travis Hunter. Just one little trip. Y'all ain't got to come at the same time. Just one by one. Just everybody come take a visit for a year,
man,
on the Dolphin team, man. So I can have something to talk about every year. That would be the best thing that y'all can do for me. All right? I'm one of y'all biggest fans. I ain't the biggest, but I'm one of y'all biggest fans. Y'all come to the Miami Dolphins.
I mean, I'm your biggest I don't fan, know about all of that.
That's it.
But, you know, since we're talking about, you know, college prospects and coaches and leaving college and all that, Bill Belichick to North Carolina, Tar Heels. You with that or are you not feeling it?
Look, out of here. Nah, I don't think it's going to happen, bro.
Go to the Bears. They need you.
That would be stupid.
Why?
Of the Bears. That would be stupid for the Bears. Like, why would Bill Belichick is not that good of a coach, bro? The greatest coach of all time.
Football wise, couldn't tell you. You know me.
Yeah, football.
But
oh yeah, you ain't watch football, bro.
So Bill Belichick, if not North Carolina, if not the Chicago Bears, then where?
On his couch. You hate to see it. If you ask him my opinion, I don't think he's a great coach, bro. I think he just had one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever touch a football. If not the greatest, it's debatable. Some people like Drew Brees over him. Some people like Joe Montana. You know what I mean? It depends on, or Joe Namath. You know, all these other Brett Favre. Like, it's all these other quarterbacks. I mean, me personally, I like Mike Vick over him any day. That's just my personal preference. I ain't saying he's greater than him as a football player, but it's more talented.
For sure. Than, but, you know, if not him, then who is a good coach in your eyes? Is it Dan Campbell? Because the Lions been going crazy.
Best coach
that boy said, right now. That boy said, I ain't taking the kid. Boy, I trust my offense. Right now, let's get it done. You know, they coming off the heels of a dub, beating Green Bay last night.
Yeah.
That's
they
a fact.
They did what we couldn't do. They did what we couldn't do.
That's a fact.
Man, do.
Man, you got players throwing up after the game. It was time for celebration, man. The Lions, franchise record 11 straight. Can anybody in the NFC?
No. You don't got to.
I mean,
you don't have to. No. The only team that's going to compete with them, I'm gonna be so real with you. And this playoff that's coming up, the only team that's gonna compete with them on a real level and really like be like, damn, like
they. I was really about to say because they've been on a.
It's a Philadelphia Eagles because with their run game is so unstoppable right now. Like, you don't have nothing you can really do. And the AFC.
AFC is pretty much sold up at this point. Well, nah. You got two teams out of there. You got two teams out of there.
I'm gonna be honest.
No, the Chiefs and the Bills.
Who, the Chiefs and the Ravens?
What are you playing, man? Josh Allen looking like an MVP right now.
No. Listen, bro, that's not going to translate in the playoffs. What I'm saying is, like, he don't have that one player, like, that star on his team right now. He's not going to compete in the Super Bowl. Like, he's not going to.
The Chiefs offensively been struggling all year.
If you said the Ravens, that's going to change in the playoffs, bro. Do you know who we play? What's the quarterback?
They
still
me,
win games, bro.
They winning by the skin
they're
of their teeth,
winning, bro. Like, nah, bro. Like, literally the skin. Every little piece of it, like this thin of a skin, like barely, bro.
I was gonna say, I don't know.
Pause.
This is getting reckless, man.
Nah, but I got the Chiefs and the Lions.
I like the Lions
and the Super Bowl.
I like golf. You know how I feel about St. Brown. Then
I'm gonna be honest. If the Lions win, it's not rigged. If the Chiefs win, it's definitely rigged. They want the first ever.
So it's not greatness. It's rigged. So Shaq and Kobe run was rigged. Michael Jordan was rigged.
Yeah, it's rigged. Yeah. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the NFL, like, I'm not comparing it to them, but I'm saying, like, the Chiefs nobody's beating the Lions the way they're playing. If the Lions play a really good game and all right, if the refs don't win that game, it's a fair game.
But if a freaking call at the end of the game with 15 seconds left, they call a defensive penalty, bro, and the Chiefs get the ball and they get to kick a field goal, bro. But nah, Man. Then they, or if they get to run the clock all the way down and they kick a field goal, nah, bro.
I want
their defense to win the Super Bowl. If they defense,
so right now it's December 6th. They did that. So you putting your ticket in, you going all in on the Detroit Lions winning the Super Bowl this year. Okay.
Yeah. Detroit or the Eagles. It's not going to be an AFC team. It's not. It can't be, bro. If it's an AFC team, bro, and it's not the Chiefs, bro, I would be very surprised. And, bro, listen, bro, I would be very surprised, bro.
It seemed like in your life, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are real villains, man. But
not necessarily, bro. It's just like, they're just annoying, bro. Like, it's just like when, like, how people were feeling when the Warriors and the Cavs, like, it's the same thing, bro. It's like, bro, people get tired.
No, they don't. Look at the NBA ratings right now in the toilet because ain't no dynasty. They want to see the same team win over and over again. Don't let them people, they need somebody to hate.
But I'm saying, like, they want, it to be competitive, bro. That's what I'm saying. So if it can't be competitive,
I mean, it'd be competitive for, you know, all the way down to the 2-minute warning.
Ref over there betting this parlay. Put $1 billion, put his whole football check on that football
what's
game.
What's that? Tim Donaghy? Whatever his name was. Hang on. But nah.
Crazy, bro. But then we gotta understand, like, the Chiefs is really that good though. They really are very, like, Patrick Mahomes is really that guy. But at the same time, bro, if it happened now, like, I want to watch a really good football game this Super Bowl. Like, one that's like, oh, shit, this is really getting interesting. Like, this shit might go down to the wire, like, touchdown for touchdown type shit. Not no, oh, they got to kick a field goal to win the game. Nah, it's...
Yeah, them boys got you hot. Man, but speaking of the real villains, Azeez Al-Shaahir, the guy that almost ruined Trevor Lawrence's career, said he embracing his villain art. And Tom Brady came out and said that the quarterback should be penalized for late sliding. What is your thoughts on this Trevor Lawrence debacle? He seems all good and well, but what's your thoughts on, you know, the hit, Tom Brady's comments, and Al-Shaahir being the villain? He was also suspended three games.
It's my first time ever. This is the first time ever me and Tom Brady have been on the same page. Other than when he beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. I loved it.
Hey.
I loved it so much.
Hater.
I enjoyed that day.
Nah, I'm trolling.
I'm not a hater. I just get tired of watching him. He's like Joker in the NBA right now.
Can't stop him.
Patrick Mahomes. It's like something that you know what's gonna happen. Like, you just, okay, bro. Like, just do it, bro. If you're gonna slide, just slide. Like, if you're gonna throw a ball all the way downfield, just throw it. Like, you ain't gotta do all this.
It's crazy. We done changed subjects and you still found a way to bring it back to Pat Mahomes, boy. That boy living rent free. Rent free. But nah.
Nah, I love Pat though. I love playing him on Madden, bro. We gotta play Madden.
Nah, for sure. I don't even got it.
One time, bro. But yeah, we can play it, bro. I'll play it with you.
But nah, as far as that hit though, it's tough. Because me seeing Tua waiting to the last minute, like...
Nah, Tua's stupid. Tua just straight up stupid. He'll go to contact stupid behind, dude. You can just lay on the ground, bro. This man had a whole yard in between him and the person, and he goes right into this man's leg. Like, bro, with his head, bro. Like, bro, come on, bro.
So seeing that, it's like, it's crazy, though, but I ain't gonna lie. From the video, it seemed like he tried to knock Trevor Lawrence's head off. So whether you say late slide or not, that jump looked like, all right.
But you got
full force. I know.
You got to understand they're moving in real time. Yeah, so it may look like, oh, I'm coming for your head off the rip. But in genuine, like, and realistically, like, he's already, for sure, his momentum is already heading that way. He's already doing it. So it's not like he had to change what he was doing. And I'm quite sure, like, at some point he realized it and tried to, like, but he couldn't. Like, it was nothing. If your body is in there, like, number one, he jumped, right? He jumped. So when you jump, your body leaves the ground, so you don't have no control. You already jumped, your angle and everything. So Trevor Lawrence slid right into that man, if you ask me. They both run at full speed towards each other. You know what I'm saying? Trevor Lawrence want to pull the okie doke and slide. Like, I don't get it. Football, I wish football was still football.
3-game suspension, fair or not?
But he shouldn't have got suspended at all.
Well,
ain't his fault. These people know what they signed up to play. You came, you signed up to play football, a contact sport. If you ain't built for it, just like a lot of other people, like Allen Iverson, if you ain't built to play football, hop in that basketball.
Man,
hop
that's on basketball another conversation, but.
Or play flag football, bro. We ain't got to worry about somebody hitting you. Come on, man.
Deontay Johnson. That's crazy. Was his suspension worth it? Deontay Johnson was suspended.
Man, why would y'all trade for that man? Like, what, bro? Like, bro, why would y'all trade for somebody that y'all not going to play? That's not going to get touches. That don't even make no sense. Then y'all want to put him in at the end of the... What? I would request to be released. No, for real, because then that make me a free agent. You release me, I'm a free agent. I can go to whatever team that want to play with me. And that's going to actually use my potential. And you know, if I was Deontay Johnson, you know who I'd go to play with? Kyler Murray. I would go play with Kyler Murray. That's just me. Yeah. You feel me? But, hey, that boy tripping, bro. The Ravens tripping. I like the Ravens, but, bro, why would y'all go get this man if y'all
they just gotta
throw him the ball? Like, then y'all want to say, oh, it's because he don't know the playbook. Man, that man, he's skilled. Let that man, put that man on the island with somebody, man. I ain't saying he gonna Kenny Pickett a motherfucker, but he will Kenny Pickett a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's what I think about it. What about you?
I don't care. I'm gonna be honest. He only got suspended one game. They lost against the Eagles. You feel me? Like, it is what it is.
They should have played that man. If they would have played that man, they would have won.
One thing I will say, the Ravens do have a lot of options for Lamar. So, as far as him getting consistent touches, like, when you think about it, okay, let me break it down because you're looking confused. Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, Zay Flowers, Bateman, Andrews.
Bro. I'm tired of people putting Zay Flowers and Bateman inside of, like...
Did I say that? I just said they had a lot of options.
Bro.
So
that's what I'm saying though. Like Deontay Johnson is a tier above both of those.
I couldn't tell.
Because he's not getting any touches.
He wasn't doing anything when it was him and Adam Thielen. Touches,
bro.
I don't care. I don't care. You making it seem like he's a difference maker. Nothing, he would have made a difference.
He is. He can be, though. So, he can be. Bro, we talk about the same Deontay Johnson that used to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Ain't been the same since.
Crazy. Yeah, bro, put that man on the island with somebody, man. Bro. He gonna show up.
It sound good.
But Zay Flowers, bro. Just small. Zay Flowers is small with speed, bro. I ain't even saying, bro, sad or nothing.
I'm just saying, like, he was going in the situation. They were winning. They were using all their options. So, like, for him to immediately come in and start getting all the touches, it's not like D-Hop going to the Chiefs where all their receiving core was basically injured. It's not the same thing, bro. He already going into an established environment. They just got, what's-his-name back when he had first came, the tight end, that he just came back. So it's like they working him back in. So you can't expect to get touches, like –
But if you're trying to get me a part of the team and try to get me to, like, chemistry with me, you have to play me, right? You have to throw me the ball, right? How am I going to be reliable? How am I going to gain trust?
That's a fact.
If I'm not
against that. I'm just saying, like you were saying, like it's a darn shame that bro, like I feel like it's a process to it though, like. You coming from Carolina to here, bro. Like,
yeah, but
you feel me? And they was on fire when they got him, bro. Like, so it was different. Like,
you're right, but at the same time, how am I gonna get the
feel? You better go talk. You better go talk to OC.
That's just I get his perspective. I'm just saying I get his perspective when he said, like, I'm not getting in the game at the end of the game for no reason, bro. Y'all not playing me the whole time. I ain't warm up. Like, y'all ain't. The quarterback don't even know my jersey number right now.
Man.
You get what I'm saying? He can't even call a play with and say, my number, da 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 da. He don't even know my jersey number, bro.
Do I want it to work out as a Ravens fan? So yes, I was excited for the trade. I'm like, yeah. But, you know, more depth at the receiving position. But, you know. I feel like, bro.
Miami.
Man, what?
Come to Miami, you'll get no touches.
Tunnel vision to it, boy.
Come to Miami, you'll get no touches. All right. No, you got to say Tyreek vision to it. You got to say Tyreek vision to it, boy.
Yeah, it's Johnny.
Johnny going crazy, bro. I ain't going to lie. If we make the playoffs, I just want to watch
it. I want to see some good games, bro.
You crazy. We're in the
hunt. Yeah. Y'all about to be starving.
We're in the hunt. All we got to do is win out. We got to win out.
Man, we going to the NBA now, because this is about to get crazy. Chris Middleton in our new segment, the Link Up Player Profile of the Week. Chris Middleton is making his return to the court tonight. For the Milwaukee Bucks, who have won 7 out of their last 8 games, was actually on a 7-game win streak, but lost to the Atlanta Hawks in their last game. Chris Middleton coming back to the lineup, expected, you know, to give them a little bit more depth, which is where they lack in this season. How do you feel about this? I you seem a little pressed, like. The disrespect is kind of crazy.
Nah, bro.
I can't tell.
I like Chris, bro.
He sent Miami home.
I just think that on the court at the same time isn't going to work.
And I'm going to tell you why I disagree.
That's your opinion.
So, last year... Or this past season when they was going, like, they almost won that first round matchup against the Pacers. Like, if Dame
wasn't in and out of the lineup. Like, Chris Middleton was going crazy playing with Dame. And then, like, you put Giannis in that mix. Now, exactly. Giannis is That's getting more buckets around the rim. So now you got Chris and Dame on the perimeter, and you got Giannis down low. I don't even think Indiana would have been able to compete with them. So, like, I feel like it could work. They just have no reps together, honestly. And, like, right now their team just has no depth. So, like, Milwaukee, while they are on the rise, and I do expect them to make the playoffs, no problem. As far as going deep into the playoffs, it's a wait and see, because we still got the trade deadline coming up, so it's a wait and see. But as far as Chris Middleton returning, I definitely think he's going to give them more scoring punch besides Giannis and Dame. Like, now you have somebody that can come in, get you at least 15, if it, a consistent 15 at least, because, of course, he's going to be on a minutes restriction. I think he had two ankle surgeries? So he's not going to be 100% off the bat, but, like, going to come in and give you, like, 15 to 16 to start off, and that could balloon to, like, 20. Like, so I don't think, you feel me? Yeah. Like, you getting kind of crazy, but, you know, that was the...
I don't think that the chemistry is where it should be. Like, where like, if they want to be compete, mm-hmm. like, where it has to be for them to compete, I don't think their chemistry is there. So,
not for sure.
We'll just have to wait and see how the rest of the season goes. Up until, like,
not for sure.
At least the trade deadline. So,
you know, speaking of, you know, on and off the court, is it time for LeBron to retire? Now, I say this, and this is not even being disrespectful, but the Lakers, not because of LeBron, lost to Miami, your Miami Heat, our Miami Heat, by 40 points. By 40 points,
out for the season.
LeBron was killing.
41.
But
41.
Over the course of the season, LeBron has constantly been, one, targeted on defense. And though his numbers are still spectacular, so I'm not knocking his greatness, he is starting to decline. And it's getting more and more apparent, which we've known this for a while, LeBron is not your first option anymore. Like, he cannot be consistently. And this whole notion that LeBron trying to play all 82 games is not going to happen, bro. It's not going to happen. So, with the decline, with the apparent notion that people feel like the Lakers aren't going anywhere anytime soon, do you feel like, and LeBron alluded to himself that he don't know how much longer he has, do you feel like it's time for LeBron to hang it up after this year if the Lakers do not have a deep playoff run?
Nah.
Elaborate.
Nah, bro. LeBron is in the, like, we just watched this man in the
U. So do you think that's playing? Olympics, do you think that's playing a factor into, like, you know?
Mm-hmm. bro, Bam Jason is Tatum, struggling, man. Right? LeBron, listen.
Jason, I know. I was just trying to bait you into saying it.
Like, come on, bro.
Hey, don't disrespect our MVP, bro.
Like, bro, but.
He owns Miami until otherwise, bro. Don't do that. they always good. Easy.
Nah, but always.
But nah. LeBron.
It's easy for you. Nah, but I just think, bro, everybody is acting like he isn't 40, bro. You know what I'm saying? Everybody acting like he's not 40. Like, bro, man is 40 years old, bro. He's been playing since he was 18.
Y'all, things
that he's doing, like, come on, bro. Like, he's a 40-year-old man. who happens to be the greatest basketball player to ever live. If you want to argue, argue with your mama. He has the most points ever scored by an NBA player in life. And if you want to talk about that, my number is text my Instagram, OG_KEI. We can have that discussion, but LeBron is LeBron, bro. We come to expect him to do so much, but he's 40 years old, and he's trying to take a backseat to Anthony Davis, right? And Anthony Davis, for the past couple of games, have not been the Anthony Davis that we've seen throughout this season. Right? You did say that he's not going to hold that up. You did say that. I will give you that. But at some point, we just got to realize that LeBron is going to be LeBron. And LeBron, we just seen when he played the Miami Heat, bro, he was unstoppable. Right? He was unstoppable. He just didn't have any support. So, no, it's not time for LeBron to retire. It's just the time for the freaking Lakers to get that man somebody to play with. Right? You got this man surrounded by Gabe Vincent, bro. And I loved Gabe Vincent since he was on Miami.
He ain't done nothing since he left. Miami.
But that man has not... He hasn't, like, done anything, bro. I was watching him in the that game, and I'm like, bro, Gabe, hit a three.
Yeah.
I want him to hit a three. Like, hit a three in Miami, bro. Show us that I'm wrong. Like, is it really something in Miami that makes
so me... So, I will say, like, sticking with LeBron, though, I feel like... If when it comes to LeBron retiring, it wouldn't be for the benefit of LeBron. It would really be for the benefit of the Lakers because they would truly get to start over. But like you said, I agree. You can't have a 40-year-old face of the franchise and expect him to bring you a chip. Like, it's just, we haven't seen it before. Not saying LeBron can't do it because he's been proving that he can do a lot, you know, the older he get. But, you know, it's...
Yeah. But no, you putting too much.
But clearly, the Lakers are bad at defense. Man. Clearly, they lost by 41 points. They have no third.
They lost by no 40, consistent 47 third points, two games in a row, bro.
You know, scoring option. And I just want to say this now for everybody that was saying that Austin Reeves is better than Tyler Hero, or the package of Austin Reeves, D'Angelo Russell, and Rui Hachimura is better than Tyler Hero, Jaime Jaquez, and Nikola Jovic. You know, y'all clearly don't know what y'all talking about. But you know, that's neither here nor there. Like, you know.
We got a player and that should be in the
MVP. Yeah, see, now he taking it too far. But shoot. But
no, I was just playing, bro.
I feel like this is a learning curve for JJ. You know, they play the Hawks tonight, so I'm interested to see how they're gonna respond after that loss.
After those losses,
bad losses, AD, bad losses. Like, you know, you still up there in MVP rankings. You had a low couple of games, but this, you know, we need you to stick with that 30 and 10 AD, two blocks AD. That's the AD the Lakers need if they're going to be considered contenders. Yeah, if they're going to be considered contenders, they need MVP Anthony Davis.
Then you got to, bro. I'm sorry, bro. AD. AD, bro, you got
to beat the Nuggets. Yeah, that one tough. Because
you got to beat the Nuggets.
Jamal Murray turned into Michael Jordan when he played the Lakers.
Look at him, bro. Michael Jordan is an understatement. That boy turned into Kobe, bro. That nigga turned slapping a Kobe, bro.
Mm-hmm.
What's that man jersey number? 27. That boy only three. He said, I'm going to hit a three so I can become 24.
No. It's not hitting like you thought it would.
He'd be going crazy, bro.
Hey, I'm just letting you know. Nah, I'm definitely keeping that in.
Edit this out.
I feel like, you know, give it a week. Give it to the trade deadline, because every trade deadline, the Lakers do something that we like, how did they even do that? And then they play better afterwards. They need to get rid of Gabe, get rid of Jared, get rid of Christian Wood. You know, they just need a whole new bench.
Yeah.
Well, Christian Wood and Vanderbilt, they both injured.
What's up with them two players, bro?
Nah.
They've been injured since 2 years ago, bro.
Nah. But, yeah, they both – they both injured, but Vando can't even. Vando has no offensive game besides being under the rim. So, like, they got to get rid of them. But speaking of get rid of, you know, players, they will be able to do that at the trade deadline. And we're gonna get to the, you know, one of basketball fans' favorite topics, and that's the latest on NBA trade rumors. We're gonna start with the Pelicans. Brandon Ingram turned down a trade to the Utah Jazz, but it seems like the Lakers are emerging as front runners to get Brandon Ingram. Also, the Pelicans have been the most injury-riddled team. Your Pelicans, by the way, that you told me they was going to be good this year, and I told you you used healthy on Zion, and I told you Zion is never healthy. So we can get into that after I finish this. But Zion, the Pelicans said they want to build around him, but a lot of people are speculating that the Pelicans might consider waiving him. We still don't know what they want to do with C.J. McCollum. We don't know if they trade all those guys. Is DeJounte Murray going to still stay there? You got the young guys and Trey Murphy, Herb Jones. Yves Mishi has been great for them this year. But, you know, so let's start with the Pelicans, man. What do you think they need to do? They need to tank for Cooper Flagg. They need to trade, you know, everybody, what they need to do.
Bro, they're going to do that regardless. They're going to tank, but they're not going to get Cooper. But
Cooper and Zion would be disgusting.
They're not going to get Cooper, bro. They're not getting Cooper. No, it wouldn't. It will not be happening because Zion don't stay on the court.
But,
like,
I mean, that's your guy. You was trying to tell me that he was MVP. Don't switch up now.
No, listen, I'm going to be so real. I did. No, I'm not going to switch up. I'm just giving my honest opinion. Zion is aggravating, bro. He hyped you up during the whole offseason, you know. He's something like Ben Simmons. Yeah, he's there now. It's over with.
Okay.
They're on the same level.
Hey, but now one of them
can shoot.
He in the tattoo shop.
Zion is just a freak athlete. But that's what I'm saying.
He banging Mariah Mills though.
But trying to stay healthy, bro. The man done got fat again. Like, bro, New Orleans just need to weigh that man, bro. And don't no NBA team need to get him until he is on. And every contract that they bring to him should say a weight limit. The moment that we check your weight and you way over this, in fact, you getting weighed. You getting weighed. It needs to happen. I feel like Stephen A. I'm tired.
So
I'm tired. He need to stay off the food.
Nah, like, I ain't gonna lie. I try to tell you this is coming because Zion is, bro, a lot of people don't realize Zion ain't no 6'9 dude, bro. Bro like 6'5. So, and then he weighs, yeah, Zion is like 6'5, bro.
Wait, what?
Then he weighs.
I could have sworn he was like 6'6". Nah, I'm going to look it up right now. Something like that, bro. 6'8". Not no dang on 6'5".
He's 6'6", so same thing. But he's not that tall. His game is predicated on above the rim. He got a little midi range, but it's not like no DeMar DeRozan mid range. So it's like Zion is overweight, but then he's suffering all these lower body injuries. So if his game gets taken away from him. So if he's not going to be able to be athletic, and, you know, be above the rim like he always is, it's like, exactly. But
what can he do?
You know, that's Zion. But I do want to talk about Brandon Ingram. You know, the Lakers are the front runners for him. But me personally, I would like to see Brandon Ingram on the Cavs. But then they would have to give up too much for him, I feel like, because they can't trade away one of their core four right now. They too hot. But he would fit them great. And then I'd like to see Brandon Ingram on the Grizzlies. I feel like he could take them over the top. So give him another scorer, like another consistent scorer next to Ja. I would like to see Brandon Ingram there. Also, get that boy CJ McCollum on the contender. Shoot, send him to Milwaukee. Reunite with Dame. I don't know where else he could go. Denver could use him.
That would be crazy, bro.
Denver could use him.
Oh, that would be so crazy, bro.
The Lakers could use him.
What about
Clippers? What about the Clippers? It's tough right now. They say Kawhi coming back before Christmas. So we're going to see how they look. But I think the way Norman Powell balling right now, you just don't want to mess with that rhythm. So, and I know. So I don't think CJ would
feel me. What about shit, maybe
I don't think they got the money.
Phoenix.
I don't think they got the money to get him.
They spent so much money.
Low key. Guys. Orlando Magic wouldn't be bad for CJ. Low key. So
yeah, they actually
so like low key
without Paulo.
So right but now, we're gonna move on here. Great. Another team looking to trade away all their players: the Utah Jazz, Colin Sexton, John Collins, guys like that. Do you think any of these players could make a difference to a team on the verge of contending or already contending?
I would love Jordan Clarkson on the Miami Heat.
Okay.
Come off the bench and score.
He can't play defense, so
I would love it. It's just, but I'd rather Colin Sexton though.
See, I don't want Colin Sexton. If we talking about the Miami Heat, would prefer John Collins because you get that athletic. If you're not gonna play nobody at the center, but Bam, you get an athletic four who can kind of shoot and can defend. Not to the same degree as Bam, but he can defend. So I would personally like John Collins, but I can see John Collins going somewhere like, shoot. No. They got Jalen Johnson. Who could use an athletic big, like athletic four? OKC. Okay, see, but I don't think they would do it. I know the Timberwolves could possibly, if they try to get rid of Randall again. But no, I don't really know too many places John Collins can go. At least I can't think of it right now.
Oh, I know a team.
Mm-hmm.
You ready for this one?
Just say it.
How ready?
They rebuilding. They trying to trade away their players. Which I'm glad you brought them up. Chicago is the next team trying to get rid of all their players. Zach LaVine, Nikola Vucevic. The whole thing. So, who do you think could benefit from the players in Chicago? I just want to say, Ayo Dosunmu. If I was a team, I would try to get him. Nice guard, balling right now. Chicago might hold on to him. Jalen Smith, too. Great backup, big. Underrated, I feel like. Actually played well for Indiana last year. I'm in that backup role. So if I was a team, I'd be trying to get him. Vucevic, I don't really know where he can go. The Lakers. Yeah. The Heat, too. Um, The Grizzlies.
Something we had, like, said something about this, bro.
Vucevic on the Grizzlies.
Yeah, because us playing with Zach, he did on 2K.
But, he just been hurt, so. Also, as far as Zach LaVine, I don't really know where he. Yeah, they probably the only ones I really feel like that'll do it. Yeah, first, but for what though? Like, no, Zach LaVine, I mean, like 30, still young, I believe, right? Or almost getting there.
What about Orlando?
Yeah, Zach LaVine, 29. Zach LaVine or Orlando wouldn't be bad. Him. The Knicks, no. They don't need him. Kyle Kuzma is on the trade block. Or at least teams are monitoring him. He's currently out with injury to his ribs, but they were saying teams like Golden State, Milwaukee, the Miami Heat, L.A. Lakers are all teams possibly interested in Kuz's services. Milwaukee would be cool. Milwaukee would be cool. Golden State, I could see it. But no.
He'd be a second player to get punched by Draymond.
Sacramento Kings. They lost last night to the Grizzlies.
I want them to trade somebody.
We had an NBA exec saying that DeMar DeRozan game doesn't translate to winning. They said that he's a guy that you get the ball to in a clutch game. For a go-ahead basket, he's a good locker room guy, good teammate. But when it just comes to his overall game, it doesn't really translate to winning. Do you feel like this is true?
I know Drake when I see him.
Yeah, that do sound a little Drake-ish. But
I don't really know, bro.
I'm going to be honest, though.
Honestly, bro.
The problem with Sacramento right now is defense. They need defenders. So, but the problem is, like, I don't really know too many teams, and there's no disrespect to him, that really want a Kevin Huerter or anything like that they have. Like, but, so in order to. Yeah. So you can try to.
Murray, though.
But Keegan Murray is their best defender. So. It's like, do you trade? Well, Keon Ellis is up there too, but you know, those they two best defenders as of late. But I feel like for any team approaching the deadline that wants a star, I'm gonna say this right now. I feel like you should be watching the Sacramento Kings and hoping that they never really get it together, because De'Aaron Fox turned down that money. Because he was hoping to make all NBA so he can get that bonus. And he also said he's looking to see how the team is going to be, whether he's going to sign that contract or not. So, in some way, shape, or form, we could be seeing, you know, a De'Aaron Fox trade if everything don't work out. And he would be good for a lot of teams. The Lakers. The Heat.
I'm finna say it. Yeah.
The Magic.
You're going to hear it first here on the link up. De'Aaron Fox in 2025, October 26th, will be playing for the Miami Heat. Joining his old teammate and young star, and Bam Adebayo.
Tyler Hero still going to be here?
You heard it first.
Jimmy Butler still going to be here?
Yes.
Man, no. Glad you brought up the Heat, because they next on my list. It seems like people are saying Rozier is a trade candidate to look for.
Get rid of everybody. Highsmith, Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero, Pell Larson, and Khalil Ware. Everybody else is available for trade. All right.
Thank you, Pat Riley. Paul Pierce came out and said that he doesn't believe that Jimmy Butler will be on the roster by the end of this year, on the Heat roster, that is, by the end of this year. This is coming from a Celtics legend. Do you feel like... Yeah, you crazy. Paul Pierce was cold. Paul Pierce in the ISO was cold, boy.
Joe Johnson
put that boy on his knees. I ain't even gonna lie.
All day. Yeah. I've never seen a nigga go on his knees like that. What that nigga said?
That was wild. That was wild.
Yeah. I'm wild.
That was wild. That's even more wild. Yeah. Man, moving on here, man, bringing in a new segment, Unsung Heroes of the Week. So this could be from any sport. Somebody you feel that you've been watching that's not getting nearly enough credit that you think they should. We're going to start with you and who you think.
Jonnu Smith has been the... not saying the best tight end in the league. No, he has not. He's been one of the best tight ends to play in this league this year. Robin Snapper.
Yeah, a challenge for you in this segment. We're gonna see how many Miami Heat and Miami Dolphins players you gonna pick. I also like Chop Robinson, but he not my pick. My pick is for the rookie of the month, the past 2 months in the Western Conference, and no, it's not that rookie. It's not Dalton Kinect. And he plays for the Memphis Grizzlies. And no, it's not that rookie, not their first round pick, Zach Edey, but it's actually their second round pick, Jalen Wells. I feel like he's going under the radar. He's not mentioned in rookie of the year talks, and he's having a very solid year. Has been starting the majority of these games. Really kind of took over that Vince Williams Jr. role from last year. And he's been, you know, providing a boost with his three-point shot making. You know, still working it out on defense, but they've been putting him on people like DeRozan and other people like that and really, like, throwing him, you know, in the deep end. And he's been proving it by being the Western Conference Rookie of the Month twice already. So, you know, big shout-out to him. And hopefully, you know, I know this ain't a big platform yet, but hopefully he get more recognition. So that's our Unsung Heroes of the Week. And to wrap up this pod, man, the last thing we got to cover is the W, and that's the WNBA. They came out with their opening weekend, well, the full schedule, but they got the opening weekend schedule, in which we'll see the Golden State Valkyries, the new expansion team, make their debut as they host the Los Angeles Sparks. And then we'll see the Dallas Wings, who have the number one draft pick, welcoming the Minnesota Lynx. So these two games are very interesting because getting that number one draft pick this year, the Dallas Wings, a lot of people believe that they can get Paige Beckers coming out of UConn, but then there's been stories saying that she would prefer to go to the number two, and that's the Los Angeles Sparks, who will be playing in Golden State and their first game of the season. Also, on day two, we're getting the defending champs, New York Liberty. They're going to be getting their ring while they host the two-time champion Las Vegas Aces, Aja Wilson, Kelsey Plum, Chelsea Gray, and those ladies going to be watching on as Stewie, Sabrina, and Jonquel Jones get their rings. And then also we're going to be getting the new rivalry, you know, they label the Magic and bird of this generation, the Chicago Sky, visiting the Indiana Fever, and also the regular season for the WNBA has been expanded to 44 games. So yeah, that was a lot of news coming out of the W. Anything stand out to you?
Man, this is gonna be a fun W season, bro. From college on up, bro, to the NBA, bro. This is gonna be fun, bro. I'm a fan, bro. Like, they're making me a fan of
W. I definitely think they're doing everything right.
I will say though, the Aces, they're gonna kill New York.
We're gonna see. Cause
on the open
game. New York show the put them out, game, put them out the playoffs with ease.
It ain't gonna happen.
Yet, but bro. You know,
it ain't happening 2 years in a row. Show that.
We're gonna see.
But show that. Show that.
But no, nah, man. Also announced was we're getting the Toronto Tempo. So the WNBA is expanding to its first Canadian basketball team in 2026. So they will be joining the league. They already dropped, you know, they hype video. And also, Jewel Lloyd put in a trade request to be traded from the Seattle Storm. She won 2 chips there. So, you know, would be a loss for them. Me personally, I would like to see her go home, team up with Angel Reese, Cardoza, Kennedy Carter, and, well, if Kennedy Carter come back.
That'd be nasty.
But
hopefully she do. I like
her. She been balling.
I don't like her on anybody else.
Overseas, team. She been balling, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Jewel Lloyd with them would be crazy. And she'll add a vet presence along with the Shields. She'll add that vet presence to that team. So I'm definitely, you know, looking forward to the WNBA season. Hopefully, you know, one of these expansion teams swing Florida's way soon. We can get our team back. But yeah, that's been the news of the week pretty much. Anything you want to say to the people before we head on out of here?
We back, baby. We back, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, we back. I mean, what more can I say? As for me, I'm your host, Ron the Don, your other host.
Not your co-host.
Host and like that, ladies and gentlemen, we out.
We out.
Trip forever and I'm just not getting started. That's the one.